This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Inshallah, before we get started with the talk for today, because I didn't want to just kind of lose track of it and forget to mention it. But a family, mashallah, that's been in the community here and very active in the community, particularly the Flower Mound community, Brother Abbas Dadaboy, and his son Adil, who's been here for a lot of our different programs over the years. Their son Danish passed away very suddenly and tragically yesterday. And so tomorrow, inshallah, I see Salatul Janazah at 2 p.m. after Salatul Dhuhr at the Flower Mound Masjid. So inshallah, we request everyone to try to make it for the Salatul Janazah and to keep the family in their du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Inshallah, continuing with our study of Ayatul Nur illuminated within the Qur'an. Today, inshallah, we're going to be talking about today, inshallah, we're going to be talking about Suratul An'am, Surah number 6, Ayah number 91. In this ayah, once again, we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the concept of nur, light, illumination. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about what is the belief and what is the dynamic of the believer with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this light, what does it allow us to understand? What does it help us understand about our Creator, about our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدَرِهِ, which translates to, and this has been explained by a number of the different scholars and the different mufassirun, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدَرِهِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they have no grasp of God's true measure. And many of the commentators of the Quran, while commenting on this particular phrase, this very powerful phrase that occurs multiple places within the Quran, they explain that Abu al-Aliya says, وَمَا وَصَفُوهُ حَقَّ صِفَتِهِ, they do not have the ability to describe Allah as He deserves to be described. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says, وَمَا عَظَّمُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ تَعْظِيمِهِ, they do not venerate Allah as He deserves to be venerated. And in yet another mention of this, Al-Akhfash, he says, مَا عَرَفُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ مَعْرِفَتِهِ, they do not recognize Allah, they do not recognize the majesty of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the superiority of Allah, as He deserves to be recognized. And this is something that's very, very important, that without this iman, without this understanding, without this belief, without this light of iman, without this illumination from Allah, we cannot even begin to understand Allah or even appreciate the greatness of Allah and be able to humble ourselves before Allah as He deserves from us. And then Allah tells us, إِذْ قَالُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ بَشَرٍ مِّن شَيْءٍ, that what is the situation in the darkness? What is the reality of this darkness? When somebody lacks that light, lacks that faith, lacks that belief and that iman, what does that do to a person? إِذْ قَالُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ بَشَرٍ مِّن شَيْءٍ, they say, God has not sent down anything upon any human being. They deny, they reject all concept of revelation. God has not communicated anything to any human being. قُلْ, rather say, مَنْ أَنزَلَ الْكِتَابِ, say to them, who sent down the revelation, who sent down the book, who sent down the scripture, الَّذِي جَاءَ بِهِ مُوسَى نُورًا وَهُدًى لِلنَّاسِ, that came to Moses, and it was a light, and it was a guidance for humanity. But what did you do with it? تَجْعَلُونَهُ قَرَاطِيسِ. قَرَاطِيسِ in the Arabic language means to write things down on pieces of paper, scraps of paper. So what did you do? You wrote down a little bit on this scrap of paper here. You wrote down a little bit on that scrap of paper here. You wrote down a little bit on this little piece of paper over there. And then you dispose of it. You switch it around. You tear it up. You change it around. You alter it. You hide it as it suits your agenda. تُبْدُونَهَا وَتُخْفُونَ كَثِيرًا. And then you show it to people, but you hide most of it. وَعُلِّمْتُمْ مَا لَمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَنْتُمْ وَلَا أَبَاءُكُمْ. And you were taught. God taught you. Allah taught you that which you did not used to know, nor did your forefathers know this. So who sent all of this? Who taught you everything that you know? Who gave you revelation? Who gave you an understanding of who you are? And what the purpose of your existence is? قُلْ اللَّهُ. Allah provided all of this to you. So the very important lesson that Allah mentions here in this particular verse is this, that the revelation from Allah, the guidance from Allah, is meant to be a light and an illumination. It's supposed to guide you. It's supposed to allow you to see the world for what it truly is. That this life and this world is temporary. And all the objectives and all the motives and all the agendas and everything that everyone is seeking is temporary. But Allah is eternal. Allah is almighty. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. The life of the hereafter is longer lasting and it is better. But what ends up happening is if you read the message, if you hear the message, but you don't internalize it, you don't understand it, you don't believe in it, you don't interact with it, you'll have it written down here and there. And this is a particular problem. We as people sometimes become obsessed with documentation. Right? As long as that there's a mushaf sitting on the shelf, as long as that the book is sitting here on the table, I feel satisfied and content. Where's the Quran? It's right here. But understanding that while this is good and this is helpful, but it is a means to an end. It is a tool, it is a resource. The real impact and the effect of revelation is inside. So you can have all the masahif in the world, you can write down everything, you can document everything, but if you don't understand it and you don't internalize it, it's no good. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us by telling us about what people in the past did. They wrote it down, but it didn't help them. Because the moment that it clashed with what they wanted, they were willing to put the revelation behind, and they were willing to make the priority what they wanted, what they desired. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us here that recognize the blessing that you have, and study this revelation. Allow it to enter into your heart. Allow it to illuminate you in your life. And the first fruit of that is that your relationship with Allah will change. You will understand the greatness of Allah. You will appreciate the majesty of Allah. You will be humbled before Allah. You will be appreciative to Allah. You will recognize Allah and everything that Allah does in your life. And finally, Allah tells us, ثُمَّ ذَرْهُمْ فِي خَوْدِهِمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. That if someone does not choose, someone does not choose to actually learn and listen and absorb and understand, nobody else can help that person. And Allah tells the Prophet ﷺ, keep conveying the message to them, but at some point, ذَرْهُمْ, leave them, فِي خَوْدِهِمْ يَلْعَبُونَ, to keep playing their games, and to keep slandering you, to keep lying about you, to keep rejecting you, just leave them be. Because if someone does not want the message, then nobody else can really help them. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always keep us open to receiving the message. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always keep our hearts open so that we may continue to learn and we may continue to grow. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to appreciate Him, to be grateful to Him, to be humbled before Him, and to understand His majesty as He deserves from us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.